Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul. I'll be your GM tonight. And with me, I have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Howdy.
Mike plays Weasel.
Hey, everybody.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hi.
All right. Who wants to do with the recap? Come on, it just happened like 20 minutes ago. Who's got this?
It was last episode. It wasn't 20 minutes ago.
Okay, Natalie will do it.
All right, I'm impressed.
All right, first time for this.
All right, here we go. Mess it up. I didn't. Okay. So we start the episode, and Paul's like, you're still on campus, right? And so we did a little patrolly boy, and then we did some skill checks, and Paul was like, you passed with flying colors. We got 100%. And then we had found a drug ring, and they were selling brownies that had what would be like steroids, but like bad, worser. And then
magical.
Yes. And then we Bedlam, Colin's character, found a backpack on the top of a roof. And we took it back to a safe house type place.
Restaurant. Called Cape Burger.
Mm-hmm. And we went there and we kind of figured out that it was a cape named
Dynamo.
Okay. And we got in contact with her. We met up with her. Luna had a little bit of a nerdy moment where she was very excited to meet her. Starstruck, if you will. And we found out that her wallet was stolen.
It was in the bag,
and it was stolen.
Her clothes and her wallet were stolen. Her books and everything were left.
So her identity
has been stolen.
Well, is it at risk of being
revealed?
And so then we went to a lab. We found out the brownies. There was three types of brownies, but if they listened to the last episode, they already know. And we found
there's brownies, blondies, and brookies.
Yeah. Brownie, blondie, and rookie. Then we found out that the brownies have, what did you say?
Blondie.
Well, a blondie has traces of, what would you call that? Like, magic?
Yep.
In it that is good, that's been turning people slowly, giving them the strength of an Oni, right?
Transmutation magic that turns them into an Oni.
There you go. And then that was pretty much it. That's kind of where we left off.
Only other noteworthy thing you left out.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. One, the backpack was made out of a metal that was much tougher than steel. And two, Weasel got a phone number from a girl named Guinevere.
Correct.
Yes.
This will come to play later in the story.
Oh no.
But I did it. I did the thing.
Yep, we did the recap.
All right.
She recapped everything that was important to her character.
Agreed.
Don't call me out.
I will. Is there a number I can contact 9 at where it's non-emergency?
Yeah.
I just fill in her up.
You just call her on the phone.
I give her a call and give her an update on our current task we're working on.
All right. Well, I mean, that seems like it's worthwhile. We're going to college. Not costing us any money.
Mm-hmm.
This is our favorite. You're doing great. Yeah, go out there, be good kids.
Yep.
You know what happens. You don't know where it happens. You don't know who it happens to.
Let me go straight to the source.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we got it from, and then we can get it from where we intimidate him into getting us his source.
I don't think that would work, but.
Should we go check out places that, like, have people working out, or the football field, or... No, because we wouldn't want to find people that have already taken it. We want to find him. So we probably should go back to campus and find out.
We have to go tomorrow, though.
Right.
Because he disappears around 3 o'clock, at which point we can follow him.
Right.
I take my sending stone thing and send her a message saying... Do you got any, like...
It takes a spell slot to use.
Oh, we got my Misty Step. Second one.
We really? Okay, yeah, you can get, usually you'd be able to get 25 words, you can get 50 out of it, because you use a second level slot.
I don't need that many, unfortunately.
Then use the hex, unless you want the hex.
I wanted to keep the hex.
Then,
I'm good with it.
Okay.
Do you have any way to, like, make a chemical sniffer to give us directions on where to find this said chemical? This is basically the gist of what I'm asking.
You just give it. Talk to the cutie in the hallway. You should be able to find him.
Cutie in the hallway?
And I just look at Bright Force. I'm smart. I'm not wise. I'm soap. I'm definitely not fast.
Weasel?
Huh?
Did you...
He never told us he got the number.
No, we didn't. No, he didn't. Did you meet a Guinevere that came out of the lab?
I saw her, yes.
Is there anyone else out in the hallway?
Cece?
You don't
right,
you don't think it's the weasel, right? Like the actual weasel?
I think it's C4, yeah.
Oh. Did the weasel...
Do I get more things I can reply with, or do I have to use another slot? Just to jokingly say C4.
No, you would take another slot to do it.
She asks, is it, but...
How about this? You can get 50 words, you can split it up into however many words you use. So yeah, you'd have at least one more reply.
I would jokingly say, the weasel? The white weasel.
Was it Cece?
Because
yes, yeah.
you wouldn't know that Cece.
The cutie's familiar. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So wait. Mike is a familiar of we.
Right, yes.
Got it.
All right. Did you talk to her? Confused. Did you talk to her, Weasel?
No, Cece.
Did Cece talk to her?
No, she said...
She doesn't really talk to anybody but me and... I suppose Tenzi. But
Chipmunk chick.
Oh yeah, chipmunk. Yes.
I think it was. I think it was Weasel. So, guys.
Cece, do you know of any way? Do you have any ability to track the that chemical?
Do you?
Of course I can. You didn't ask.
Cool.
Yeah.
Would you mind?
What kind of mouse you got for me?
Oh. I'll see what I can find.
She slumps down in her.
Temper tantrum. Doesn't mean I can't get some on the way home.
We're at a lab.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Just looser. She has a teleport.
Hey, I don't want to damn lab mice.
Oh.
No, I get you.
Weak sauce. You can't hear her. She's talking directly into a weasel's head. No, but I can definitely track the magic as long as
I get to taste it.
As long as I can smell it.
Okay.
Didn't she directly smell the blondie and as well as the guy? No,
it was wrapped in cellophane. They were all wrapped in cellophane.
And you destroyed it, didn't you?
She wouldn't destroy all of that once.
She didn't destroy the blondie. She only destroyed the magic essence inside. There will be traces.
Okay.
Will you grab it?
There you go.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. I mean, just sniff it, please.
Yeah. No. Don't.
She sniffs
please,
it.
Please don't eat it. And
crunch.
And her eyes glow a little bit blue.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready to go?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going?
Well, I want you to just drive me around campus until I can find something that looks like that.
Okay.
Let's go to the CC wheel. And she runs down the hallway. She's faster than you.
Yes. The Batman logo, but it's just CC.
I feel so gone.
So, yeah, you guys make it outside. Colin, make a perception check.
I have an inherent perception of 21.
Okay, good. You're the only one with a shot at making this. Roll perception check.
Wait, is this passive?
No, yeah, I assume you're not doing anything, so you're looking around. That's why I'm giving you an active role. The passive would not succeed.
It might.
It's passive.
21?
Succeed.
Jeez.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Let me make sure.
Because I got a 21.
All right. I'm rolling a 21, we get it, because I rolled a fucking 7. You see fade into view an ethereal form. You only see it for a second. It looks a little bit like a blue-haired woman, maybe? A blue hair, but not like blue-haired like old. Like blue-haired like as in the color blue on top of their head. With rocker, with like rocker shoulder, like rocker jacket shoulders, that peeks out of a wall, sees you, then darts back inside.
Okay. Is there like a door on the nearby?
Nope.
That gets in there.
It looks like that leads to the like where the girls would go change into lab coats and stuff like that if they were going to change.
Okay. I'm gonna call out to Bright Force. Hey, Bright Force.
Yeah.
Can you go in there? I saw someone just like phase through the wall. Right here.
I go.
You're the only girl here. Yeah, you go, yeah. You go inside and there's no one in here. No matter how hard you look, there's no one in here.
I see anyone in here.
I'm going to punch the wall.
Okay.
you don't do enough damage to hurt that wall.
Okay.
You hurt your hand.
Oh, though. God.
Yeah, your hand hurts a little. Take...
I am trained at punching stuff.
It's 4 bludgeoning because you took a d4 and I rolled 4.
Do I hear him
hit the wall? Yeah. No. It sounds like someone trying to break the wall down. He hits hard.
Why do you want to break the wall down?
Well, someone just walked through that wall. Someone was watching us.
Can I try to break the wall?
They have like blue hair or something. No, I thought like maybe they were like part of the wall or something. So, you know, I tried punching it. You know.
We're not going to break anything, all right.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah,
if you see someone with blue hair and, like, some rocker shoulder pads, let me know.
Okay.
So that's a 23 total?
Not all history at advantage.
Not history?
It's a combined roll.
Oh, that's both 16s on the die, so that's a 22 total?
Did you grow up in Riverside City?
I did not. I grew up in... undisclosed location in the history, but after a couple of years, I did move to the stateside. That was one of the stops. I spent maybe the last 5 years here.
Then you would know the story. There was that is probably the ghost of a girl who died in a chemical explosion.
I pass it on.
But the thing is, she looked fine. In the ghost, Colin. She didn't look like she was in pain or angry. She looked curious.
Yeah, like someone was spying on us or something.
The moment that Luna finds out that it might be a ghost. Hello? Is anybody here with me?
So ghosts don't exist, okay? It can't be a ghost.
No, ghosts exist.
Undead. No, they don't. No,
vampires,
they don't.
The whole shebang.
Have you ever seen a vampire?
Luna boots.
Come on.
Is anyone in here with me?
Roll me straight charisma.
Okay.
Moni Myrtle, please don't kill me.
18?
Coming out of one of the lockers is you see what Colin described. A rocker chick with blue hair with spiked shoulder pads.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Dead?
Oh, you know that you're dead.
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Well, I don't think I can leave.
Why do you say that?
Because I tried and I couldn't make it outside.
Like outside here or just outside in this plane?
No, I can't make it outside this building for some reason. But either way, it's pretty interesting here.
It is.
Yeah, I couldn't talk until about 2 weeks ago, so it's much easier now.
Is there any way that I could or my team can help you maybe move on?
I mean, if you could figure out, well, I don't really want to move on. I mean, it's pretty fun to be able to go through walls and stuff.
That it does sound like fun. How did you die?
Oh, well, you see, I was powered.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to use my power to enhance this chemical concoction I had, and it may have gone wrong. But the thing is, I felt this odd tearing I don't know if I'm actually dead so much as my body is dead.
That's very possible.
My soul might still be around. You see, I was a mentalist.
Mm-hmm.
I could move things with my mind limitedly, very, very limitedly, but I was trying to use it to combine some chemicals that didn't want to go together.
When she appeared, though, I did turn on the headset so they could hear her.
They can't hear
her. They can't hear her? So they just hear me talking to myself?
Yep.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah.
And then, what's your name?
Oh, my name's Bobby with an I.
Oh, so, guys, see right now, by the way. Guys,
I can hear them.
Oh, okay. Hey, guys. the ghost that
Bedlam all such things as ghosts
saw.
There is.
No, there isn't.
She pokes her head out and says, and then comes back in.
Yeah, see, you're just someone who can gaze through objects.
What was that, Colin?
You're just someone who can phase through objects. Hey, it's a thing.
I go up for a high five.
Oh.
No, wait. Please.
It's very cold. Like,
does the arm phase through?
Does the hand phase through?
Like 6 damage with a cold.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I absorb life energy.
Okay, that's fine.
Usually I just wait till people are angry and I just siphon off the anger. That's why they haven't had any real bad tiffs here. Because I siphon off the anger.
So I go, hi. So her name is Bobby. And she passed away. It sounds like she was experimenting.
I'm not sure if I'm dead or not.
Yeah, she doesn't know if she's actually dead. It's just her body disappeared. Her spirit is still around.
So it sounds like she's not a ghost, then.
And she's not able to leave.
Oh, no, I saw my body. She poked her head to talk to Bedlam. I saw my body. I'm pretty sure I'm dead.
I see my body in the mirror, too.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen it? Yeah, everyone can see her now.
But now that she's... mind if you go off. In two so we can actually talk to you?
I was driving.
Yeah, you're off driving CC. No, you hadn't left the building yet.
She wants to go.
Oh, so you're following CC. Got it. Okay. Yes?
You were saying stuff about what was happening. Oh, I only heard my friend's side of the story, but I would like to hear it all, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I was trying to combine these two chemicals. I don't remember what they were. As she gives you the name of two complex chemicals that are... the only person at this table that shot at knowing what they are is Damon. Roll tech. One die. Nope. You've never heard of it. You may have heard of it in passing, but never. You don't know what it's used for. And the other
five
one,
plus six is a one.
The other one, you have zero chance of knowing what it is. And she said, I was trying to get them to combine so I could make this metal, and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to use my mentalist powers to shove them together more than they would have wanted to do naturally. And then they exploded. And I saw my body on the ground, and I felt, when it exploded, I felt something rip out of my body. And then I was looking at my body on the ground.
Can I make a healing power check? To see if I know of a way that if I give her enough points, maybe she can reconstitute.
You can roll it as a knowledge, yeah. You can actually roll power plus intelligence.
So
it is.
Oh, okay. No, regular. No, if it was a different stat, it would be intelligence for this because it's a knowledge. Okay.
So advantage because
no.
She's undead?
Yes, she is.
Mm.
So that's a 22 total?
Okay, what you're going to get is that she would need a corporeal form to go back to. She wouldn't be able to generate one on her own. But if there was, say, a vessel of some sort, she could inhabit it.
Okay. Can we build one? We gotta talk to Tenzi.
This is not the same building Tenzi's in. It's like down the street.
As I'm going away, but I'm using the headphone.
Yeah, of course, makes sense. Like,
can we build a body? I mean,
we can build a bear. Why not?
I don't want to be in a build a bear.
I know it was just a joke.
Yeah, but we could build like a robot body or something.
I don't want to be a robot. How am I supposed to use my power? Still works. Maybe I don't know what would happen. I'd really not like to use my power. Lose my power. Translating.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm actively translating.
Thank you.
Why did you have one of those damn blondies?
You know about them?
Well, yeah, the guy who makes them here.
Oh! We like this. We let him know.
We let you know.
Yeah, there's a male person in the alchemist class.
Any other descriptions can we get out of him? If I show a class roster, you might be able to point him out.
Also, what time does he come here?
Oh, he comes once a week.
No discernible time.
No, it's usually whenever I assume it's whenever he sells out, because he keeps talking about how much money he's making.
Okay. And then you.
All right. Can I make a tech roll to access one of the computers in there and pull up a class roster?
Sure.
I really think he's a student.
You need a badge to get into the building. You need a student ID to get in the building.
You can steal one of those. You can fake those.
Sure.
But it's still worth a shot. Then we can put a name to it, making it easier for later. Mm-hmm. 5 plus 6 is 11.
Yeah, no, this is a surprisingly stiff encryption on a school lab computer.
I use my own. I'm thinking about using my own credentials.
That would definitely get you in. You literally, you still have like, it fucking knows your name. It's a welcome.
That's how we got into the building in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. Do you?
I will set myself a reminder to message my friend to see if she can remove my login attempt later on.
Okay.
But I'm not going to do it.
Right. Totally reasonable.
Yep. So I will use my own credentials.
Perfect. It says, welcome, Damos Boswell. It actually says that in those words, like, out in words.
I just glare at it. Well, what can I stab to make it stop?
It's not. It only says it once, and it's not loud, but it's like, welcome, Damos Boswell.
Hey, we're sharing today.
Yay! Hey, Damos Boswell.
I immediately cover my ears.
So... pull up a class roster.
Yeah, it's totally. Yeah, you pull it out, and as you keep scrolling, you get to one of it looks like one of the juniors, and she says, "If that's him," and she points her finger through the screen, and it kind of sizzles, but then it goes back to normal.
Maybe don't touch things.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
No,
touch
I know
it.
It's okay. You're dead, so.
I just rub it in.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. Just rub it in, and she turns her face.
It's a joke. I didn't mean to.
That one. The one with that ugly scar across his left eye.
Okay, that helps us narrow it down.
Yeah, it really does.
Does the person have a name?
The guy that we talked to.
Not even close. That was obviously an older guy but he was obviously the charismatic friend or something like that who was the dealer. This is the chemist.
Mm.
Not really a chemist, but acting as the chemist. He says, well, she says, well,
well, that is much helpful.
Yeah.
That was great English there.
Yeah.
That's the English
isn't English. My first language.
That's the Queen's English, you know.
English is not my first language.
I can barely speak English.
Is it?
Greek.
Holy shit.
English is my first language.
And only language.
No, Spanish.
In Spanish.
And French.
And French. I thought we just replaced Elvish with French.
Basically.
All right. She said, well, if you need me, well, come find me. But beyond that, I don't know.
I may have a solution for your vessel issue by contacting Dr. Tenzi.
Well, the professor, by one time.
Did you say hi to her?
No, I was afraid.
Well,
why was she afraid?
Why are you afraid of her? Do you not show off to people?
Oh. I can't tell you that.
Well, we want to help you.
Do you not want Tenzi's help then?
No, I do, and she'd probably be very helpful, but I can't be the one. She wasn't just here. She was hunting something.
Okay.
And I hid because I was afraid.
How long ago was this?
5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Right after I died.
Maybe she...
Died, didn't die. I don't really know. I'm very confused.
Lost your body.
That's much better. I lost my body. And she kind of brightens up at that. Like, I'm not dead. I just lost my body.
Yeah, you just lost your body. It's fine.
astrally projecting for extended periods of time.
I love that. I love that. Fedlin is a straight cynic. He does not believe in any of this.
There's no ghosts. There's no ghosts. Come on.
All right. Well, you know what? He hasn't been here yet this week. If you go look, he uses the third alchemy room on the second floor.
I will go investigate that room.
He doesn't come in the main doors. He comes in through the window. His shoes are always glowing. I don't know why.
Glowing as in magical or glowing as in technological?
I don't know. I can't really see technology very well, so probably magic.
Okay.
Well, want me to go look and see if he's here?
Yes.
As long as you're safe.
Just do it.
He's never seen me.
All right.
Good.
And she just fades to the floor. Because he goes on the third floor, she just goes down.
Bye. So it was third floor, second lap.
Sorry, you guys are on the fourth floor. She's going down a floor. She goes down a floor. She comes back about three or four minutes later. All right. I waited a little bit because I thought I heard something. Looks like he got stuck in the window for a bit, but he is here.
Where is CeCe leading me?
CeCe is leading you.
I was going to wait, but, he's here, so is she just, get onto the bike and she just turns around and goes back?
She drives, and she actually ends up leading you to an apartment.
Okay.
Go.
Well,
do you want to
leave? I will wait now.
Let's do yours, because yours is going to take less time.
I figure
there's probably a still fight.
Still time in between.
There isn't. Unless they're going to wait. I mean, she says, he's usually here about an hour working on things. Then you've got time, so we're going to do yours first. So you make it to, it leads you to an off-campus apartment, probably 5-minute drive away from campus. The biggest smell is here. Now what kind of mouse are you going to get me?
Well, how do you feel about sugar gliders?
They're very cute. I don't want to eat that.
Okay.
I don't like mice because they're scary, but sugar gliders are cute.
Okay. Still working on it, but I will talk to Esteban and we'll find something that you like.
Oh, if you can get me something from Asia, that'd be cool.
Asia. Russia is part of Asia.
It's also part of Europe.
Yes.
She reminds you.
CeCe now has a British accent, apparently.
Didn't do it on purpose, but now that's where I am. You're led up to an apartment, off-campus apartment. It's a single first floor. It's in here, and she kind of bumps up against the door.
All right.
Or no, she doesn't. She doesn't touch the door. She says, "There might be something here. I don't know. No, there might be something here." That's her voice.
There we go. All right. Let's.
Take a look.
Yes, I will.
She scrubs up to your back here thing. She says, "Avoid there and there." Roll with advantage because she tells you where the trigger points are.
Okay. And we want
investigation.
How great are you at investigation?
Same as history.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Fat zero. Oh, that didn't help. Six.
Well,
on both dice.
Yeah. Wow, that's not helping.
Reason you're blind.
I'm not the investigator. Don't split the party.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe we should wait for someone to come with you.
You hear an alarm go off as you touch the door.
Shit. All right.
Do you let us know?
So you hear shuffling coming from inside.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know. I may have set off an alarm.
Well, the guy's on our location. Do you need us to get there?
Possibly.
Your bike is literally 10 feet behind you. You could not be here and, snap.
Then I will go.
All right. As you drive away, two really bold, really, really burly looking people in football jacket, football varsity jackets. Is it still varsity jackets in college?
Yes, varsity.
Is it?
Yes.
They walk out, and they look like they're at least 8 feet tall. They are roided out. And they look, see you. Only one of them is going to try and attack you because he looks like he picks up a snow globe and hurls it at you. You're about 60 feet away, so I'll be at disadvantage.
Okay.
But he is going to try and hit you with a snow globe.
Sounds like an improvised weapon.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm using the stat for rock. How many hit points do you have? Just try iteration.
32.
More than I thought.
Constitution.
Let me find something with less pluses to damage on that, then.
Gotta hit me first.
Wait, throw a football, but let it be, like, two...
It's a snow. It's a snow globe.
Okay.
You're more than 60 feet away, so I'm at disadvantage.
Okay.
A 16 misses you, right?
Nope.
Do you have shield?
Nope.
Why not? We talked about this.
Because I could only change. You know, I could only do one spell. I could only learn one spell per level.
Oh, I was letting you. I let you replace it. Yeah.
Yeah. Except that I need my other spells.
Well, how many points do you have?
32.
Take 31. And this thing beans you in the back of the head at full speed. You watch the snap on this thing, and it as it comes off, it just tears through you. I mean, you feel like if that had gone a little bit to the a little higher, it would have killed you in the back of the head, straight out. This dude is a monster, legit. Like. Should be a roughly 19 feet taller than he is, monster.
Okay.
And you drive away and you're out of his range, like that. Cece's like,
okay, boss?
You okay?
No. I need a hospital.
Yeah. Luckily, yeah.
I think I know someone that can help.
Yeah, you spit all over.
Bring me outside.
Ow! But we're inside. Come up here.
Go. It sounds like he's in like actual pain. You should probably go outside.
Stay inside.
What, your brain cage leaking or something?
Probably.
What happened?
Snow globe.
Oh yeah.
I just look at everyone else. I'm like, laughing.
When you arrive, there is a little Eiffel Tower embedded in your back, for like an inch.
Let's see how many cure wounds this takes.
I figured it'd be the spire, the Alano spire.
You're right. It's definitely the Alano spire. That's a good one.
16.
You're halfway there.
Holy shit.
Oh, the Alana Spire slowly pops its way out. Falls to the ground, and it starts playing the jingle that you hear when you walk inside.
What jingle?
Alana type jingle.
Oh.
Not nearly as good.
That's why I went with a healing word.
He was halfway with the other one. You would have probably finished him out.
Yeah, but it was overdone. Wasted.
11.
How you doing?
Better.
Are you, were you followed? I know you almost died, but I'm asking.
You still feel like hell. I'm not going to do lasting injury mechanics because those suck, but if something's really brutal, it's going to have a short-term to long-term effect that will eventually go away. I mean, you got to have magical healing almost immediately. You should be fine, but. If someone pitches another snow globe at you,
you're gonna have PTSD of snow globe for a while.
Mm-hmm. You'll see one on the shelf and you'll be like, ah!
You're gonna be like, boom.
All right. So, but yeah, it's only been like 20 minutes, so that guy's still here.
Yeah, but he might have gotten a phone call.
Does our friend Bobby return?
Yeah.
Any changes?
He's got headphones in, and he's just been jamming out to something really loud.
Sounds like we can sneak him easily.
Mm-hmm. And then just... that was like a little like karate chop.
Oh, okay.
For the listeners that did not see my really dumb hand motion.
Okay.
Did he seem... He wasn't paying attention at all to his phone then. Because wouldn't he have gotten a text that said, like...
No, his phone's over on the counter, and he hasn't looked at it.
So, knock him out, ambush him.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do afterwards?
All right.
Report
him?
Maybe call the police.
I will just shoot 9 and heads up.
Handle it.
Yeah, we will. It out. We will. We're just keeping you apprised.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Beamed with a snow globe. At like he's 90 miles an hour.
He might have
like 140 miles an hour.
You know what? You just sit in the
hallway. I wasn't measuring.
You sit in the hallway.
140 miles an hour relative to your 60 miles an hour. That was probably a 200 mile an hour pitch.
How fast can I throw something? What do you think?
Accurately or just at all?
At all.
Well, her dex is kind of low, so.
Yeah, at all.
strength throwing is a thing, too.
Yes, but dex still gives you the pinpoint accuracy.
Any thrown weapon can be thrown with strength.
Yeah.
Because essentially you're throwing it so hard it stays where you want it to go. You would be able to throw roughly 2/3 as hard as that. So.
Less. Is what I'm hearing.
What's the ratio of 20 over 27?
Oh, well.
I don't know.
Whatever the math works out, that's
I don't know.
Divide 200 by that.
If I threw faster, I would have been like, oh, posers.
No, you can probably throw like 140, 150.
Stronger than you.
Oh, yeah.
Here, he threw it at 210.
That makes easy math easy.
Yep.
So 2/3 of that.
140. She could really haul, but your accuracy is not amazing, but you'll hit your target.
Yeah. They want you on the softball team.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck somebody's day up.
Yeah, but you break the pitcher's hand.
I break the bat.
Yeah. All right. So, are you gonna go to the thing?
Do we have Betty still with us or
Bobby?
Betty.
Becky.
Dynamo.
Yeah, she's just kind of been chilling. Yep. Like,
is she okay?
Yeah. Are you okay, Becky? She's like. I really hope that the guys got it on him. I don't want to go wherever you got attacked.
Don't either.
You sit in the hallway. It's going to be okay. Are you sure?
I think it's time to suit up.
Look.
Click.
Click.
Click. Oh, right.
No, she's already suited. What am I talking about?
I do get my card, so. But I was pre-suited, so.
Suited and booted. All right,
so
Bobby.
We're sneaking in up behind him.
Well, first, Bobby, go check.
I'd like everyone who's going to sneak, roll me a stealth check.
No, Bobby.
Did you just want me to go ahead? Since I look at Bright Force, I don't think we're all that stealthy.
You know what? No, Bright Force is going to wait for you guys to be like, it's good, and then I go.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hit with a fucking 210-mile-an-hour fastball.
As I roll up.
Oh my god, I'm just gonna go on guns blazing, alright?
As I roll a 2.
You wait, hold on, what?
Oh my god, we all roll low.
Hold on, is it 2 plus what?
7.
Alright.
So it's a 9 overall, but still.
I can't.
It's like, oh yeah,
we have a high attack.
Can't roll on.
Here we go. I roll a disadvantage. Never mind.
Don't give it a try.
Anyways.
Okay.
Our lowest is a 1.
Our
highest is a 1.
The lowest is an 8.
Oh my god!
So our negative.
I got a 20, and then I got a 16. So 15 is my roll.
Yeah, the person in heavy armor, stealthiest person among you. Y'all should be ashamed.
You can bite me.
So yeah, you guys think you're the stealthiest motherfuckers around?
No, I know that I'm not.
Yeah, they know. They know that. No. How is she stealthier than us?
They're busy critiquing me for being a fuck-up.
We're busy talking to you, saying, oh, maybe you shouldn't go sneaking around in all that heavy armor. And as we're busy chatting amongst ourselves, you're just stealthily walking forward.
Advantage or disadvantage?
Disadvantage.
8 is
disadvantage.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm only adding 2.
Wait, I had 15.
Yeah, I only got to get the 8.
Oh.
So that's a 13. I got another die.
One.
You lucky fucker.
Yes! 6. Holy shit.
Disadvantage for having headphones on.
Yeah. Blaring loud music.
Noise-canceling headphones with loud music.
Yeah.
I got an idea. I take the scatter blaster off my back and put it up against the base of his spine.
Okay, I'm listening.
The headphones off.
What? What the fuck?
What you working on? Honesty, please.
Drugs.
He's so serious.
I feel the pressure of something against my spine. It's probably not a massage chair, so I'm listening.
Well, it could be a bat. Or a piece of metal. I don't know.
Make you stronger.
Okay, at what cost?
Depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
If they've got a power that lends themselves to it, there's not really a cost. If they don't, it's really bad.
See. And should you be making this? Is this legal?
Have you seen the zeros at the end of my bank account?
No.
That laugh.
He said that with a straight face.
Who's your boss?
Currently? I killed him, so no one.
So yourself.
Hey, but he said that with... Okay, so you've never heard someone say they killed someone with that little, like, giving a fuck. This guy, he is either a psychopath, a sociopath. He is
something mentally wrong.
Yeah, there's a disconnect in the old brain pan.
Either that or he's that high.
Yep.
Doesn't look like he's high at all. His eyes are perfect. No shakes. Nothing.
That's what I was gonna make a medicine check to see how high he was.
You can roll a medicine check to try and figure out what's wrong with him. You heard him talk for a bit.
I'm going to turn on my recording device.
Of course, medicine is wisdom-based.
Does anyone want to use... Yes, what?
I am going to be recording all of this. Just because we know we have evidence... It's hard to get evidence on him.
But, so, good, is after he said he killed somebody. I like it.
Well, I mean... I realize this... Yeah. Hmm?
No, he said he's rolling medicine, but yeah. I'm thinking...
You turn on the recording.
You're not trying to check if someone's alive. You're trying to figure out what's wrong with them, which would be the academic version of it.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 3.
Yeah.
Plus,
intelligence of 4, proficiency of 2, for a total of 7.
9.
That's my kind of math.
So, you have no idea what's wrong with this dude. You know that he's some kind of something path, but you couldn't figure it out. He's probably got some kind of tendencies, but you're not sure what they are. You skipped that class for some reason?
He had some cape duty.
I don't know if he was active duty cape in college.
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
Then you have cape duty. You were out patrolling instead of, you skipped that class thinking you knew it all already.
Mm-hmm.
You were wrong. I don't need to know. It's a something path. That'll be fine. You did not do well on the test. He's like, you're all capes, obviously. That only gives me 2 options. And he's actively like, now his hands are doing this, and like, they're moving side to side, like, finger tutting.
Okay.
Does anybody stop him?
I'm going to punch you in the back of the head.
I was about to say, I'm going to do some dual damage. It's time for the sleepy time mode of the conversation.
I'm going to punch you in the back of the head.
All right, I believe roll initiative to see who gets to hit him first. Because if he wins initiative, it's bad for you.
Shit.
I just switched dice, too.
Okay. I'm at a 7 again.
Did I win initiative?
7.
10.
I got an 11 with a -1.
What'd you get?
So
10. 3 of us go on
7. I go at 10.
I'm sorry. Currently he'd be at like a 13, but then it'll go down to 11. When
I rolled a 5.
He says, 3. Well, I've never done this before. And then he
but
starts...
we all had ready to actions because we went in.
And there was a guy with a gun pointed to his back.
I will give you each an attack. I'm sorry. I'm only going to give 2 of you attacks opportunity because of two of you ready to actions on him because of where he is.
Like,
it's okay, so one of which has to be Mike or
Weasel.
So who's the other one? Oh, let's see, or the highest initiative among you.
Rolled an 8.
So that
well,
would
that's funny because the 3 of us rolled 7.
The 8 goes.
So no. The 10 goes.
I rolled a 10.
Oh, Sorry. The three of us rolled seven, so
he... So, so then that means the one, the last... The second attack that gets to happen is Damon. Roll your 2d10, please.
It's double barrel.
Cones.
2d6. You didn't say it was tagged.
Oh, you're right. It's 2d6.
That sounds much less...
Oh, it's double barrel, so yeah, 2d6, 15-foot cone. It's going to shatter the table, but...
I don't want damage to turn the tables in here.
His body's providing half cover.
That's an 11. I don't know if I add anything else to it.
You don't, but 11 damage is 11 damage. He's still standing? Yep.
No, to hit, just...
No, you have to roll the hit. That was a dex save he couldn't make.
Does a...
Yes. Well, it's 11 plus what?
It's 11 plus 6.
17 hits.
Subdual damage.
You're good.
And I don't get to get my Hex or my Crimson Rite, so... So plus 5 damage, so 9.
That is exactly what you needed. He falls down. He had 20 hit points in this form.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
And rack the next round.
Here.
And I blow up.
There are reagents all over this table. Yes, you managed to take him down before he transformed himself into a 10-foot tall monstrosity.
We call
9 or FSA for a pickup. Police escort, whatever.
All right.
What do we need to do here? We've only had one capture before, and yeah, that was.
You know that you work with you work for Alano, so you call and tell them you have a pickup, and then you call the FSA to have them pick them up.
Gotcha.
It's a 2-part process. The FSA is still the people you go to turn in criminal. All
right, so we contact Alano.
We give them the recording.
Yeah,
it just shows us beating up a grad student in his lab. Yeah. We're waving his hands.
No, we said that we started recording when we walked in.
He said it after.
Yeah, he said it too late. So I'm not turning over the recording.
Oh. Yeah.
They have recording.
I assumed that we were just recording. All right, whatever.
what does assuming do?
It makes an ass of you and me.
Moving forward, so we don't go through this again, I am recording everything at all times.
Yeah. I cannot allow that.
When I'm in my super suit.
Yeah.
What was body that? Cam. I'm having a body cam effectively on.
What you're going to have to say, I turn my body cam on. The reason why is, in real life, police officers have body cams. They can forget them. They don't usually because their car tells them there's a fucking body cam missing. But it happens, and you don't have something telling you it's missing. So, and as long as you say, "Hey, we're going on patrol," I turn my body cam on.
I'm gonna go talk to Professor Tenzi and ask if she can install a body cam into my suit that is always recording to an SD card on my phone. Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just have to delete the files. I'm not caring. Oh, I'm just staring at a wall. Oh, look. There's a can that's really cool. I'll just delete that because no one needs to know that information.
Of you looking at cans.
He's turning into like his, you know, his particular porn fetish is just staring at cans. We save all the files for later.
Look, storage is like what a 64 gig is like $10 now, right?
Basically.
Yeah, it's like, what, terabytes are probably going to be that price in 5 years?
All right.
After the FSA picks up the guy and we go to talk to
Hey, we're going to RP that shit because that's fun. Yep. So you call 9 first, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, what?
We got the guy that makes the stuff.
Oh. We need a place to hold him.
All right, we'll call the FSA.
Yep. Just following protocol.
Yeah, I know. You can just shoot me a text. You don't need to call me every time. I might be on a mission or something. As long as I have it recorded somewhere, we're good.
Okay. So back to calling FSA. And
who's calling?
The location service. That would be me, because I'm the face.
Yeah.
20 charisma.
Yay. All right, so you make a phone call to the FSA. You're call. It's the same group. It's the same. You just call them for a different thing.
Cool. The same lady.
Hey, it's Janine.
Hey, Janine. It's Weasel again.
Long time no talk.
I'm not calling about my grandpa this
time. Second time in two... are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm doing my job. I have a pickup.
You really should have joined the FSA. It would have been nice to work with you more.
Yeah. Aww. Well, I'm working with the lawn right now.
It pays better. Benefits aren't as good. Whatever.
In any case, I have a pickup for... we have a pickup. The
power classification. You hear the typing noises.
Mike doesn't want to say for certain, but I'm going to guess booster.
That would be correct. He is a booster. He is someone who takes the two who would use his powers to make other people more powerful. Yeah. Basically, in D&D terms, he'd be a transmutation wizard. Cool. With the ability, but he can't. But it's specifically polymorphing and things like that, turn things into other things. All right.
He's been making drugs and selling them.
Okay. Do you have his stash?
He's currently unconscious.
They didn't answer my question.
We have some of the agents.
That we're in his lab.
We're in the lab that he's been using to create them, and we know roughly where the hideout is, though.
That's enough. I'm going to need you to come in. I'm going to need you to come into. Well, actually, correction. Go back to the Alana. I'll have a pickup come get him. I'm going to have you go to your debriefing, and then I'm going to have you come to our debriefing.
Yay.
Hey, bureaucracy.
Sorry if I sound a little out of it. I got in the back with a snow globe at 200 miles an hour.
That's good. We should document that.
What kind of snow globe?
I don't know, but the spire was sticking out of my back when I got done driving away.
Got it. Excellent. Well, a junior cape can pick it up. Doesn't seem like he's that dangerous. He's uncommon. If he's unconscious.
He is unconscious for now. I don't know for how long.
I'm going to assume you hit him one more time, and I don't have to worry about that.
Well, that's what we assumed last time. And look at how that ended up.
I assume Bedlam just literally chopped him in the throat, just put him on the ground.
No, wait, let me punch him in the head.
Bedlam hits harder.
He actually rolls dice.
You just add one plus your strength.
You don't use your sword.
What if we just bought cop cuffs somewhere and we just always carried those with us? We can just lock people to stuff.
Dynamo pulls out a set of blue metallic cuffs with pink lacing.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, yeah. I love this.
Yeah. Can we get some extra pairs of those?
She says, no.
Oh.
This asshole stole my identity, and she searches through his stuff, and she finds in his bag on the ground her clothes and the metal case with her wallet in it.
Is it still sealed?
It is. The clothes are disgusting, and she says, "Anyone here fire burn this shit?" He throws it into the sink and lets you burn it up.
Cell phones or computers in the
room. Yeah, he's got a tablet.
I try to go through it to see if there's any photos and emails where he might have
things. He has something that says Black Book in his OneNote.
he's so stupid.
And it says Black Book, and it has like a list of everyone he's ever sold to.
We're documenting this.
Which is, there's only three people, but three different dealers he sold to.
Right.
With their real names and how much product he sold them.
Okay. Is there any like banking information on the phone?
No. There is a note like, don't forget where it's like, you idiot, your memory sucks. I'm gonna write this down. I'm writing this down so I remember. There's a PO box. Not a PO box. There's a bank box at the National Bank and Trust downtown.
We're not thieves.
Yeah.
Weasel is like memorizing this for later,
but it does not have either of the keys you need to get in.
We're not stealing.
Like we need physical keys, or
it's physical keys.
Okay. And searching him doesn't yield anything. No. So it's probably like at his house or something.
If you'd gotten in there, you would have had a shot at it. Which you didn't.
Which you still back tomorrow. Or tonight.
Emphasis.
No, tomorrow. Emphasis on daytime.
Yeah. Dynamo is more than happy to help you guys bring him in. She's like, I didn't do anything. I just wanted this asshole taken care of.
Yeah. I did not find any photos of my stuff.
You found some photos of like transformed people. They looked like.
No, I'm referring to as of her identity. That kind of stuff.
No, he couldn't get into it.
I could not, or he could not.
He couldn't get into the thing to figure out any stuff. You see something that looks like what you'll in D&D nerds will know is a cloud giant. That's what threw it at you.
Fuck.
It looks like he was in a shrunken form. He gave him a pill for that. And he has the ingredients for that. So he is a 27-foot tall monster condensed into an 8-foot tall body. He's pure muscle. He sidearmed a snow globe at you for 40-10 plus 8. There's another one that looks like it's a dude leaking blue mana off of his whole body. Would have been if he was wearing armor, would look like a Nivix Cyclops. And the other one is an Oni that you've heard before. Those are the three things that Blondie would have turned you into.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like he was going for what was going to turn him into a Nivix Cyclops. But yeah. So yeah, really, really nasty. And you managed to handle it without much incident because you were friendly to the ghosty lady.
Much incident?
So you guys head back to your...
We stop at Tenzi.
Correct. Yes. I need to have my pickup come through. Riding in on a black firebird comes a very dark skinned young man with a short buzz like a not a I believe I described it as a like a perfect fade on his head of her hair with glowing black and red flames, and he says, "Name's Inferno. I've got a pickup."
Yeah,
right here.
This guy.
Hey, it's my first pickup, man. I don't care who it is. We put him in the trunk.
Oh. Yeah.
Dynamo, you probably want your cuffs back, right?
Oh, they're going to the FSA, right?
Yeah.
They've got some. They'll give them back.
Okay.
I'll let Bright Forest put him in the trunk.
Yeah, you bodily just shove him in. You see in the roof of it, this trunk is specked out with all kinds of different power dampening equipment.
Hey, right for one for the road.
Good. No, I don't have to hear him kick and scream as I when I hit 100. Good deal.
He should be out for a while.
Hit a speed bump at that speed. Like a speed
bump. He wakes up and
you think I hit speed bumps. He says,
"Good to meet you, man."
I like you.
he smiles and you see the flames come out of his nose as he snorts as he says,
"Oh, I love him."
He says, "I think I'd like you too." Now I gotta get back before my dad gets mad.
Okay.
But it was nice to meet you, all of you. Hopefully he lets me off capture duty after this. I'm hoping never mind. I'm not gonna tell you guys. All right, he gets in the car. Oh, he said no. He says, "Well, I got a little bit of trouble." No, I really shouldn't. Oh, well, you know what? Never mind. I gotta go. It was lovely meeting you folks.
We see you around.
He winks at Dynamo. And
if
then,
you ever need help, I give him a business card with Damon and contact information.
He picks it up. He's like, as you see, like black flames. Like shit. Shit. No, I'm sorry. Scarlet Flames. Not Black Flames. Scarlet Flames. Okay. And then he starts
shaking and put it out.
Yeah, exactly. And then he puts it inside his coat and then smothers it with his coat. Stupid fucking flame transformation. all right. Thank you. I appreciate it. I might be calling you about my uncle, but we'll talk about that later.
All right.
Oh, he's definitely showing up. he layered it in himself in too perfectly for me not to call him in for that mission.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's for otherwise. So you guys make it go back to the Alano Arcology and you get debriefed by 9.
Before we do that,
Tenzi.
Correct. Oh, God, I gotta stop doing that. All right, so you go and talk to Tenzi and say, what do you say? She says, yes, I just saw you hours ago.
Do you remember a couple of years ago, 5 years to be exact, a particular Bobby that managed to apparently blow herself up?
Blue hair, punk, very nice, British.
Yeah, I went looking for her. There was nothing to be found.
We found her ghost.
Well, body. No. Well, not spirit.
Yeah.
Mine. No, not body.
She seems very friendly and nice.
She's astrally projecting.
Professor Tenzi looks at you.
He's an unbeliever.
You realize the astral projection can't last more than a year, right? There's like laws of the universe that stop that.
Just shrugged.
She's been there for about 5 years.
Yep.
From what I figure,
she must have ran away when I went to go look for her.
Yeah, she actually did say that. She's scared. Said that you're scary and you're looking for something, and she did not want
hunting for something.
Hunting. Yeah.
Where exactly?
I'm sorry, my aura must have leaked out.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know what she's talking about?
Casey's like, if you can see magical auras, if that's ability someone here has, let me know. It matters for her.
Nope. About 13 on insight.
Yeah, you got no idea. Yeah. Let me roll with her massive stack of pluses. Oh, look, you have no idea.
Yeah, no. I know.
But she 16
plus a lot. You have no idea.
Bright Force lets her know she is actually looking maybe for you to build her a body.
A vessel.
Oh, a vessel.
She's currently stuck in that building.
Stuck in the,
okay. Yeah, would you like to come with me so maybe she doesn't run away?
Yes.
Yes.
But she does know you were going to talk to you about this. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's still just down the hill. She says, come here. She waits till everyone's next to her, and then you all appear in the foyer of that building. What floor?
Fifth.
We last saw her on the fourth. By the way, we took
you all appear in the fourth floor, just like
Jesus fucking Christ!
Oh my gosh!
Oh. Yeah, that's me. With what you've experienced, this ain't dick.
Yeah, both of us are like,
teleporting is different.
I'm not okay.
I don't like flying. I don't like leaping. Teleporting is worse.
By the way, we found the alchemist that's been doing the drugs. I'm making.
I got a call.
Okay.
It's at my university.
Yep. I figured I'd just try to keep you apprised.
Okay.
He's in custody, by the way, and is headed back.
I got a call.
Yeah,
no. Bobby! So she says, Bobby, are you around?
Bobby, it's fine.
Yep.
And we're okay. After you guys say it's fine, Bobby floats out of the ceiling because she went up a floor to hide and says, hello? Oh, hi, Prof. Bobby, why didn't you come when I called? I can see auras now. Yours is very scary. Okay, don't talk about that anymore, and I can help. She holds up a lantern. And she says, just get in this. I'll take you to my lab, and we'll figure it out. You'll get to leave here. Do you promise? Yes, I promise. Now get in the stupid lamp. You see the lamp has bits of tech on the bottom, but mostly, like, it's like tech at the bottom, really thick, and then just looks like completely mundane, old, like centuries old above it. Almost like she's attached it to the bottom of an old-fashioned lamp. And Bobby hems and haws for about a minute, and then she finds, well, I get to go somewhere new. That's neat. She gets into the lamp. She says, it's kind of small in here, but it's not uncomfortable. Excellent. She snaps her fingers and you guys are all back in her lab.
Yeah.
Everyone roll con saves. Except for Damon.
17 plus 3 is 20.
I was only looking for 10. If you rolled less than 10, you were gonna puke. But
I'm looking at Cece like, you do this regularly now?
Oh yeah, all the time. That's why she didn't roll.
Yeah.
And Damon Lily, it looks like he took that shit in stride. He was still walking, and then he's like, it's totally fine.
Wait, Luna has teleported.
Yeah, and it made her sick.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in combat, you're pushing past that. You weren't in combat.
Yeah.
Eventually, it won't bother you at all, because you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone here at this table has teleported so much in that throughout their life that they don't worry about it anymore.
Oh. You.
Yep.
As she points to Damon. Or Rob. So looks around and says, well, I have an idea to get her back. Maybe not her exact body, but something very a close facsimile.
Okay.
I'll just need some stuff from her old dorm. But then again, I gathered all those materials. Her parents aren't around.
She has requested it not be a robot.
I know.
Okay.
Well, I assumed she'd want to go back as close to what she had before.
Well, we could ask her. She's right here.
Oh, Bobby, would you like to be better, stronger, faster? Yeah, is that an option?
Hmm?
Yeah, it's an option. Then yes, please.
No, there's your British accent.
she said yes, please. Professor Tenzi, do you have a reward for these young students? Oh yeah, I probably should. She pulls out a note card, and just signs it and says, "Access to the restricted part of the library." Hands it to Damon. Looks over at Rico.
Goes like, "I don't."
Unlimited access to the cafeteria. for Bright Force, entrance waiver.
What does this do?
Here.
Oh, it's right here?
I know who you are.
Cool.
You don't have to take the entrance exam.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
she says, Bedlam, you're a little trickier.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want me to do to your suit, maybe?
Can you install a body cam?
Sure. She walks over to a shelf. Pulls out one that slips right into a pocket on your shirt. Here you go.
All right, thanks. That's great. Perfect.
You'll need to charge it with a cell a day, though.
Okay. Well, they were charged once a day, so I'll just have to buy two more.
No. This burns them.
Wait, a body cam burns? What?
It runs the whole time. He doesn't have time to switch. Now, if you can wait a day or two, I can get you one that'll run for an hour, then it'll switch to another cell. There'll only be a couple seconds gap.
Okay, it's fine, okay, but...
just come get it in a couple days.
I'm just
I have some people who really want not just a camera.
She's not British.
She's a lot of things.
Okay, yeah, this is better.
No, this is a cape. I don't put shit on capes.
We'll help you pay for the batteries or the cores for that.
Excellent. And
I'd say wait a couple of days.
Yeah,
but it's just me.
He said he would.
I'll wait a couple.
Perfect.
Of days.
Yeah, I'll make it so it takes three cores, so there's no gap. It shouldn't take long to develop that. Okay. I have a lot of work to do now. Thank you for that. Actually, thank you for that. It'll be interesting. Now, Bobby, my dear, we need to work on. And she completely ignores you.
To the restricted section.
Thank you. And then
you're welcome.
And then she walks away in the lamp and lantern with Professor Tenzi. In the lamp.
We're just going to see a weird doll walking down the street. And we're going to be like, Bobby? Just a movable doll.
Bobby Silverhand.
I was thinking Annabelle.
All right. So you guys go to Elano Tower at this point because you've already seen Tenzi because I didn't forget that this time. And you go to your debriefer with Nine. She says, you guys handled that admirably with the minor exception of, Weasel over here almost getting killed.
I got a souvenir.
I got a souvenir.
That's it. Dex would take it from me.
Sleight of hand.
I got sleight of hand, too.
Right in front of him. Oh, no.
I don't have sleight of hand, but I got 4 dex. For 12.
Yeah, you win.
Once you roll.
Total of 10.
Damn.
I sleight of hand out of it. Let's get my 17.
I rolled a 4.
All right, so that was... you go to the, you handled that very well. There was no property damage that was worth anything. You ingratiated yourself to another cape. That's great. All in all, very, very successful. I can't say it was the most dangerous mission you've ever had, but then again, we didn't give it to you, so probably. Hey, good job on the good day on the job, folks.
Do you? Shall we still hit their hideout? per se, to loot any remaining.
Oh, you told drugs. The FSA where it was. They're already there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess they let a new cape out of the box. Inferno?
Met him.
Yep.
Yeah, apparently he'd been on desk duty for a while for something he did. Hmm. Or a capture duty, but you guys picking up her bastard whose name you guys did not get.
We did. We just didn't care one.
We don't care.
I don't remember his name either.
I don't think he actually said
it. I don't think I gave you a name. No.
I don't think we asked. Yeah.
We really don't care.
But we identified him.
So. Yeah, you identified him. You figured out who he was, and okay, she just said, "I know."
I got to punch him.
Hey, you saw make jokes? Yeah. Okay. Punch.
Yeah, no, it got in there, all good. You guys are fine for the day. There is no bounty on him, obviously, but Professor Tenzi, I believe, told me she provided you each with a reward, so I don't feel the need to give you anything else. Is there anything else you'd like to do? Today, it's about 8 o'clock at night by now. It's late.
Oh, it's bedtime.
We saw the debrief via the FSA.
Right? Yes. She says, go to the central elevator and press B1, B4, and 3 at the same time.
Okay.
Oh, and then stand still.
I escort them there without saying a word. Hold them in the elevator, then press B1, B4, and B...
And 3. B3. And just 3. B1, B4, and 3.
Yep. Am I ready for the teleport?
No, it just... The elevator starts to shuttle down way faster than usual. And then it reverses, and then it goes right.
I wanted it to teleport.
I know, you did.
No, and then it goes right, and then it goes up. It goes up about 50 levels, it feels like. And you are out into a very nice-looking there's white marble lobby with a nice... You can see outside, looks like an entrance you can fly. There's a... There open staircase leading out to what looks like a loft that leads to some doors. If you've read my book, this is the FSA lobby that Theo goes into. I tried to describe it, but man, that's hard to do in words.
So you have a book.
I do, and it's part of the Riverside City Chronicles.
DLC.
Just like this.
Available on Amazon.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. But yeah, so that's you're in that lobby, and there is a... particularly, I want to say sleepy-looking, vaguely Asian man with a silver coat walking down the stairs towards you.
We're here for a debriefing?
Do you know him?
Yes and no.
Mike knows him, Weasel might
not. Oh, okay.
Yep, that's what I already figured out.
And he says, I'm here for the debrief with the newbies?
That's probably not us,
that's
then.
That's us.
Conflicting NAS stories. Probably not us.
Looks like you guys. Yep, that's it. Okay. It's nothing big. Just wanted to make sure we knew what was going on. Thank you for the heads up on the raid den. Not the raid den. The drug den. We took them down. Looks like we just ended the high school careers, the college careers of approximately a dozen football players. So that's not great. Football team's gonna suck this year. But you guys did great. I just wanted the person to say thank you. I'm Jolly.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Damon.
Nice to meet you.
He shakes each of your hands with the exact right amount of force that you can't stop him, but it's still comfortable.
I ain't straight. Got.
Oh, jeez.
Roll. Strength.
20.
You can barely break your hand up, but you did.
What? He's stronger than me?
No.
Well, thank you.
He got a 19.
Oh. Okay.
With advantage.
Well, it's like it's up to chance.
That's
true. He says, it was lovely meeting you. If you'd like, I can provide you dinner at the Alano restaurant on the 87th floor.
That sounds like... Sounds acceptable.
You guys cannot get a reservation there. It's not possible. I'm sorry, 97th floor. You can't. It's just not done. Okay. You have to be invited. You guys can go and you have probably the nicest dinner you've ever eaten. It's exactly what you want it to be. If you want something simple, it's simple but done well. If you want something complicated, it's complicated and done very well. If you want sweet, they have it. Think about it. It's a 5-star restaurant that only capes ever go to. So everyone's in costume, everyone's laughing, everyone's in their super suit, you know, but because that's just who they are. You see, you see people who are open identity taking their everything off and just coming in a suit because that's everyone knows who they are, you know. I believe you said Claw was open identity.
Yep. Yeah.
Claw is here. He is actually having dinner with Zeus, Archie. It seems like they're talking shop, you know.
And I intently try to listen in.
You hear the words space, colony, and exploration.
Something open to big stuff.
Does Jolly mention, like, does he get any text or calls from a certain someone?
I was getting there. So he talks to you about just different, like, how long have you been capes? How long, you know, have you worked with the FSA? He's been busy for the last couple weeks since the surge, so he doesn't really know much about what's been going on in the city. He's been out of town handling some global level threats alongside Primus and Zeus and Meister Portal. He says, yeah, I guess Confluence is coming to town. It's a big deal.
Sounds like it.
Everyone can roll me history. Get over the fuck Confluence says. It's not a high save.
15.
It's not a high check.
24.
12 plus 3 is 15.
Okay, so
16
if you
plus
get
0,
16. Good job.
18. Okay, so if you have at least a 10, so you know that Confluence is the head of the FSA.
Okay.
She is. Very, and you know that she is stupidly powerful. If you get this at 15, you know that she is of Native American descent. And she is an indigenous person, and it is her job and is her mission from her, both her nation as well as her, the global indigenous people who came from here to keep this particular country safe. Like this land. If you broke it 20, which I think is only one of you, you know that she has different. There are different clans that have different elements around the world, around the country. One of which is another open identity hero. I believe she is open identity, correct? Archon, which if you know, you would know who Archon is at that point. And she's a. But yeah, like I said, the food is good. The company is better. And for Cece, they actually offer her like a little, like they set a little house down on the ground for her so she can be comfortable. She eats and doesn't have to eat in front of everybody. They ask what locale would you like her food to be from?
Asia.
That's a pretty big place. Any specifics?
Mongolian.
I'll look down to her. Or look to her.
I don't know. I'm a weasel.
Let's go Japanese. If there's anything I have, Mike and Rico are both unfamiliar, but you know, I'd be like, you know, something.
Okay,
something about
we can do that. And they bring out like a closed dish that when they put it inside, you hear it open.
I hear like cheering and excited.
Here, they brought me fish. I love fish.
All right,
what's this green thing? With a little bit of white on it?
Wasabi tea.
Uh-huh. And a spicy ball. I like the spicy ball. Little bit spicy. Okay.
Oh. Her only power is teleportation. If she had my powers.
Oh, no.
You eventually hear her burp and then pop on top of your neck again and lay down. That was very tasty. Tell them thank you for me.
I will relay her thanks to I can.
The majordomo will come up and you know say how was your meal, and you convey that very nicely. But I think that's a good spot to end for now. You guys had a good day. You took out a drug dealer who was creating power people who were actually killing people. He talked about how he was a murderer.
Almost killed me.
Huh? Even if I'd done enough damage, you would have been on your motorcycle, which Cece, you don't know, but Cece could probably drive it if she had to. I don't know how successful she would be in the damage, the shape your bike would be in.
Yeah.
But she would have got you there to get you healed.
Then no one would have a mode of transportation in our
I thought our about company. Doing it, but I didn't do it. The cozy coop.
Some of us wouldn't have methods to get around the city.
All right. Okay. And with that, I think it's time to end. I've been Paul, and you can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. You can follow the podcast itself at RSCPod. If you would like to join our Discord, just talk with us directly, you can do so by sending me a DM on Twitter, me or the podcast itself, and I will send you a link. I will not put it in the description because I've been told it's a bad idea. Colin, you got anything to plug?
Nope, as usual. Hell
yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to work on that. All right. No, seriously, we're going to have to work on that eventually. Rob, you got anything?
Just my Twitter at RSCPodRob.
Sounds good.
Passing it forward to Mike.
Yep. You can find me on Twitter at RSCPod.Mike. That's all I got. All
righty. Natalie?
I've been Natalie. I have nothing to plug.
One of these days,
join the No Plug Club.
No Plug Club.
That's the lamest club. All right. I think with that, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.
Night.
Bye.